Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, let's get it started. Monday, 2 o'clock. Oh, it's going to be a long show today, isn't it? Blame game. I have no idea what the hell we watched yesterday. I have a hard time explaining it. I know who I want to blame, and that'll be from 2 to 6. So how is everybody?
Good, man. Man, I don't know. Doug walked out of here, looked like he was a beaten man.
That's every day he does 4 hours of radio.
No, I've never seen Doug look like this. He looked just like he had nothing left.
Well, we've got plenty in the tank. Let's just get to it. I look, you can blame whoever you like. It's free country. There are layers to this. But I actually think the guy who blamed himself is to blame. Dan Campbell going John L. Smith at the end of the first half, where you give away 3 points, which in an NFL game is unforgivable. The margins in the NFL are so thin. The last two drives of your game should have been to kick the game-winning field goal. I mean, from a box score standpoint, you dominated the box. Your defense played their ass off. Like, I love how people want to rip Aaron Glenn the minute it doesn't go well. And then where are you at when they shut the Bucs down, basically? They scored 20 points in an NFL game. Rico, you hold someone to 20 points, you got to win the game.
Mike, not just 20 points, but I mean, the Bucs had 216 total yards of offense.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And again, oh,
that's inexcusable.
It's just, to me, look, we can get into the red zone. We can get into where in the world is Sam Laporta. We can get into speed option, bizarro world play calls by Ben Johnson. We can get into 56 pass attempts in a one-score game when you have a great O-line and the other team loses Vita Vea and Kalijah Kancey and doesn't have their whole secondary. We can get into all of it. I don't know what to say. The NFL is the land of the inexplicable. You lose games. Like, how did the Raiders beat the Ravens? 2-4-8. This is the, I don't know. But I can tell you in the blame game, I'm going to blame the CEO. Because you can't on third down run the field goal unit out there when it's clear spike territory. Now, if you think that's simplistic, I know Jim Costa and I battled about it on the pod a little bit. Rico, I don't know who you blame most. People, you tell me. I'm sure all the anti-golf people will be out there today.
Oh, they are out.
Oh, well, the same people who go, oh, he needed to take shots at the end zone. Cutscene. He took a shot and threw a pick. But we'll have it. We'll do it all. So let me throw the number out. I want to go around the room. Tell me who you blame. 248-539-9797. I'm blaming Dan Campbell. If people want to attack that, go ahead.
Rico? Well, no, I feel bad now because I'm blaming Dan Campbell too, but it just looks like you told me to blame Dan Campbell. But
you cannot
have a mistake at the end of the half and you give up points like that, especially on the third down. You could have spiked the ball. I blame Dan Campbell because your team wasn't prepared. They weren't ready. It's almost like you didn't practice this drill. Okay, guys, this may happen in a game. Here's what we're going to do. The offense looked like they were about to spike it, but then the field goal team comes running out on the field. And it's like, okay, don't know what's happening here. And then at the end of the game, when you obviously you're going to have to score, you had one timeout, and it just really didn't look like you knew what you wanted to do. You were throwing the ball, you know, check downs, and the clock is ticking, and I was lost. Like, where there was almost no sense of urgency using the sideline because that was plenty of time to get down there and score a touchdown with this offense, with all the weapons that they have. The end of the half and the end of the game, I blame the coach because the team just didn't look ready.
Yeah, but I blame Goff at the end of the game. I mean, you burn 18 seconds on 2 9-yard checkdowns, knowing you only have one timeout in your pocket. Now, I get, hey, Dan Campbell, you and I are simpatico on that. Yeah. When it's the quarterback and it's a minute to go, or I got one timeout left, you're the CEO of my operation.
Yeah.
Rico, this is a guy who's been to a Super Bowl. This is a guy I just paid a ton of money to.
Right, but and that's why, hey, and maybe I'm just, I blame Campbell because this is where you grab Goff by the face mask. Hey, this is what legends are made of. Go win this game. Get this done. They didn't.
I didn't understand a lot of what I watched. And then it's staggering when you look at the box score. Yeah, I want them to run the ball more. You know, 55 pass attempts to 27 rushing attempts. But look, the Bucs were doing some things that would take some of that away. But the red zone is really your quality.
Yeah.
The red zone is who you are, right? That's why there's separate practice periods for red zone offense. You're going to see more aggressive looks, more exotic coverages, more condensed looks. This team sucked in the red zone.
Well, that's if I could have a part two. You know what? I don't want to steal because I do have a part two, David. But I'll let you get yours out.
Six. Just do the part two. It's not the Bible. Just do it.
Okay. Jeez.
Let's go.
Calm down.
It's all pace and space, man. We're running the Phoenix Suns offense here. Go ahead. What's part two?
Ben Johnson.
Where do we begin?
Ben Johnson. Because Ben Johnson came in with a game plan. But here's what happened. Ben Johnson couldn't deviate from that game plan. He was going to have Goff throw the ball a ton of times. Mike, the last couple of times that he's played, Goff has thrown the ball over 40 times against the Buccaneers. So in his mind, well, Goff, we won games when you pass for over 40 times. But then Villavea goes out. They don't have a defensive line. This is where you ball it up and say, okay, we're just going to run these same plays until the Bucs show us that they can't stop them. Very similar to what you did in the overtime against the Rams. Just screw all of this. We're just going to hand the ball off to Montgomery. We're going to run up the middle. He was handcuffed to his game plan, and he couldn't deviate from it. And it was like, Ben, what are you saying that we're not? Because you should be able to run the ball now. Nah, we're going to pass this thing. So that's my part.
No, and you're right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I think Ben Johnson, look, you're right. I mean, hell. We sat here Friday, and I'm like, guys, this team's bringing no secondary in. It's clear that was the focus of their week and their install. But to your point, if you're a great offensive coordinator or a great coach, play caller, you have to adjust. Now, look, here's the problem, too. If I'm going to defend Jared Goff, I've got to critique him. I mean, he's through two games. He's thrown 83 passes, way too much. And Jared Goff has been subpar. It's okay to blame Jared Goff. Doesn't mean I think he's garbage, and it sure as hell doesn't mean I want to take Hendon Hooker phone calls. But it's not good enough. So, yeah, that could be thrown in too. David, go ahead.
See, that's when I'll add the other layer, because you're right about Ben Johnson, but Jared Goff does need blame here because he's either checking down on his own to these swing passes to Jahmyr Gibbs
that
out
go
of the
nowhere,
backfield,
by the way.
That are behind the line of scrimmage that are giving you nothing. That starts red zone. Your red zone possessions, when you're doing that, that does absolutely nothing. And then you're forcing the ball to St. Brown yesterday. Like, I get the play calling was bad. Ben Johnson was awful. Dan Campbell did their thing. But the quarterback is forcing that ball. That's not a call saying you have to. he's forcing it. And Sam Laporta was open many times underneath. But because Jared Goff is forcing the ball, he looks bad the first 2 weeks of this season.
Yeah, it's almost like he's trying to make up. Like, okay, J-Mo, I didn't throw to you at all last year, so the first game is going to be you. Oh, Amara, bro, you know, we boys. I'm going to make sure you – I fully expect Laporta to be the leading receiver in Arizona.
You're not wrong.
Seriously, this is one where – I promise you, Laporta will have 9 catches for 130-some yards and a touchdown.
It feels so disjointed. There's no flow to it. And like, here's the other thing. I'm big on efficiency. Now, all plays count. I'm not trying to upset people. But if we take away the 2 J-Mo completions in heavy air quotes, okay, 52-yarder in week 1, 50-yarder this week, right? Here's what you ended up with. From an efficiency standpoint, you had a quarterback who would have thrown for 167 yards on 27 passes, or a quarterback who threw for 257 yards on 54 pass attempts. That is woefully inefficient.
Yeah.
So something's up, and you can't just say, well, the defense was doing X, Y, and Z. Guys, every week, every team in every game has goals they want to accomplish defensively. You have better Jimmies and Joes, better X's and O's. You defeat those game plans.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions aren't defeating those game plans. That's just where we're at 2 weeks in. So who do you blame?
Yeah, at least offensively, because I think Aaron Glenn saw a weak link and said, you know what, Hutch, you're going to line up over this tackle all game.
What were the Bucs doing?
In the backfield. I mean, Hutchinson might as well have been in the huddle calling the plays for him. Like, well, you know what? You probably don't want to run that play because I'm going to tackle you.
When you're – listen, first of all, Aiden Hutchinson is on the ascend. I talked about this being, all right, this has to be his Myles Garrett year 3. Come out party, 15, 16 sacks. I think he will accomplish
that. Say it in my good ear because you know we're Sparties.
Well, right, exactly. I'm so bored by that. The point is – I also have a hard time sitting here and giving you a ton of credit when you have Cameron Brate blocking you one-on-one or Kate Otten or whoever it was. You cannot have a tight end block Aiden Hutchinson.
No.
What did you draw on the whiteboard? I mean, I'll take it. It's fine. But
Then they tried to double team him, and it's like, and that didn't work either.
Well, the back was more concerned with going out and running routes.
Right.
If you're gonna block. Hey, whatever. Keep running that game plan. Aiden will have 25 sacks at the end of the year. Kenny, blame game. Let's talk about it. Who do you blame for the loss?
The biggest slice on the pie chart goes to Dan Campbell, primarily because of his play call. And the fact that leading into that second half, it didn't look like they were ready for a field goal. They clearly were not. But then you have, I mean, run the effing ball. Dude, Vita Vea is gone. Why are we not pounding it down their throat?
And again, for people who are going to say, well, Tampa was stacking the box. Right. And Adrian Peterson faced 9-man fronts. You have allegedly the best O-line. I'll tell you what I've been disappointed in. The interior of this O-line. I thought they were, look, box score-wise, they get an A+. But when you rewatch that and you look, the interior third of that line looked very shaky to me. Both in pass protection, with pressure in Goff's face, but also the run game, not moving the line of scrimmage. I guess I just expect so much more from that front. Yeah, I don't need Goff throwing at 55.
No.
It's not in a one score. Hey, if it's TCU-UCF, Rico, and we're down 31-13, grip it and rip it.
By the way, very entertaining game. I'll tip my cap to you. You told me to watch that.
It's just fun, right?
Right. It was.
By the way, if you're a Michigan fan, that's the offense you should be running now that Alex Orji's your quarterback. More on that tomorrow. You should be doing what Malzahn does, a wildcat-based offense, spoon-fed throws, power running, 14 to 16 QB runs. Rico, that more on that tomorrow. I know. But that is what they should be running. All right. Well, we're here we are. Just a 85 and sunny. Lions drove their car off a cliff like Thelma and Louise, and we're 1-1. Who's to blame? Let's talk about it. 248-539-9797. We'll get with you guys in a moment.